You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast was recorded on.
From Mamma Mia, hello and welcome to the Lady Startup Academy podcast, the podcast that answers all your business questions one episode at a time. And I am your host, Anita Saka, the founder of Hero Packaging and author of Sell Anything Online. And today's episode is one that is very close to my e-commerce heart because we're talking about money, specifically your customers' money. This week's question comes from one of our Lady Startup Academy students named Tiff. She's called in.
Hey, Lady Startup. I need to raise my prices, but I'm really worried about scaring off my customers. How can I up them without killing my sales?
Okay, Tiff, first things first. Price increases are an expected part of doing business. In fact, most businesses adjust their pricing regularly to align with inflation and additional support your business may require. It's why Janine Ellis's Boost Juice no longer charges $6.50 for a smoothie like they did back in 2013. Those costs just wouldn't be viable today. Basically, you need to shake the idea from your head that raising your prices will kill off your sales. Because there's still a lineup at your local Boost every day, right? I know I'm more than happy to hand over $8 for a Mango Magic or an All Berry Bang. When you're planning a price increase, there are some measures you can take to help soften the blow for your customers. You'll need to make sure that everybody working in your business is aware of any price changes, and this needs to be your very first step. Make sure the increases are consistent across all internal communication. This will avoid any miscommunication between your business and your customers. The next step is making the price increase announcement, and for this, you will need to be very transparent. Tell your customers why you are raising your prices and exactly what those increases are. You can speak to your customers directly in an email, post on your website, or utilize social channels. There is a whole host of ways you can make that announcement. Take one of my favorite lady startups, Zoe Foster Blake, as a wonderful example. She recently shifted the prices of a whole range of her go-to skincare products and practically yelled it from the rooftops. She posted it in her customer Facebook group, on GoTo Skincare's social media channels, and to their email list. She clearly stated why they need to make the changes and what the new prices will be, all while speaking in the sweet, relatable, and cheeky GoTo tone that their customers adore. In their case, their raw material costs have increased, and to maintain the quality that their customers expected, their prices needed to increase as well. And you know what? GoTo was flooded with praise from its customers for their honesty. And that's because a price increase is not just about boosting your bottom line. It's also about keeping the product or service that your customer loves up to snuff. The entire GoTo announcement was a masterclass in creating the best customer experience through your online communication. I highly recommend checking out their Insta to see how they did it. If you want to know more about improving your online game, check out Lady Startup Academy's Rocket Plan. It's an on-demand course to guide you through the next 12 months of business growth. Have a look in the show notes for the link to get started. The next crucial part of announcing your price increase is the timing. Give your customers plenty of time between your announcement and when the increases will come into play. As a small consumer product, GoTo gave their customers 2 weeks' notice. If you work with long-term clients or have a subscription-style offering, you'll need to provide a longer notice period. And that's because those customers will need time to review their yearly budgets and plan for the change-up. This is really important because you don't want your customers to feel like they've gone to sleep one night and woken up to price hikes from their favorite business. Another way to keep your customers on your side with any changes to your pricing is by rewarding their loyalty. Once you have been honest and explained your increase to your audience, you can reward your returning customers. This is a great way to foster loyalty. Your announcement creates urgency, and that urgency factor can increase their desire to stock up. There are heaps of ways you can do this. You could offer them a small discount or gift with purchase or a big crowd favourite, which is free shipping. This does not have to be a long-standing promotion. Instead, only run it until your price increase kicks in. This tactic will keep the goodwill between your brand and your customers. You've given them fair warning and time to process your increase, and you've also given them a little bonus in the meantime. And this is my last piece of advice to tackle price increases. Don't apologize. As I said at the start, price increases are a completely normal part of doing business. Apologies will make your brand lose confidence in the eyes of your customers. Because when you apologize for price increases, you're backtracking on your declaration. Your customers want exceptional products and services, and your prices need to reflect that. If they reach out to question your increase, always reiterate the value you do offer, rather than say sorry for a normal part of doing business. At the Lady Startup Academy, we offer a range of online courses to suit all types, sizes, and stages of business. We've got everything you need to know to grow your business. Visit ladystartup.com for more info. I am your host, Anita Sarkar, and you can find me on Insta at Hero Packaging. If you love today's episode, subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. This episode was produced by Michaela Floriano and Susanna Makin. And this podcast was brought to you by Mamma Mia. Chat soon. Bye.